A hit at the Royal Opera House in 2010, Laurent Pelly's production comes to the Met with principal conductor Fabio Luisi on the podium. You can hear it live Saturday night at the earlier time of 5 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's just gone 11:15 and now it's time for Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
De Lisboa, no teu corpo, nos teus olhos, uma aurora que desponta, brancas asas, brancas vozes, do Chiado à Madragoa. Se viesses outra vez ter comigo nos meus sonhos, pesadelo de brancura, meu mistério de Lisboa. Sempre que se põe o sol, se tu agora viesses, meu mistério de Lisboa, só a saudade que resta daquilo que fui outrora. Se tu agora viesses, meu mistério de Lisboa, só a saudade que resta do sentir da nossa pele. Sempre que chove em Monsanto, pelas ruas mais escuras, num coração que ficou tão gelado ao pé de ti, como sempre, como de antes, nossos antigos pecados, nossas sombras mais escuras, os mais escondidos recantos, como sempre, como antes, meu mistério de Lisboa. Se tu agora viesse, meu mistério de Lisboa, só a saudade que resta daquilo que foi outrora. Agora viesses, meu mistério de Lisboa, só a saudade que resta do sentir da nossa pele. Meu mistério de Lisboa, só a saudade que resta daquilo que foi outrora. Se tu agora viesses, meu mistério de Lisboa, só a saudade que resta do sentir da nossa pele.
Music from the back streets and the alleys of Lisbon, the wonderfully smoky sound of the Portuguese fado, a word meaning fate or destiny, as sung there by Duarte, and a song of his called Mistérios de Lisboa. Such depth and pathos in that music, which got me thinking about some of the smokiest tunes from these fair shores. And I think in any top 10 for me, this would have to be in there. This is Dick Gochen and his version of The Snows They Melt the Soonest.
The snows, they melt the soonest when the wind begins to sing. The corn it ripens fastest when the frosts are settling in. When a woman tells me that my face she'll soon forget, before we part I'll wage a croon, she's fain to follow it yet. And the snows, they melt the soonest when winds begin to sing. The swallow flies without a thought as long as it is spring. When spring goes and winter blows, my then you'll be fain for all your pride to follow me across the raging bay. And the snows, they melt the soonest when the winds begin to sing. The bee that flew when summer shone in winter cannot sting. And I've seen a woman's anger met between the night and the morn. So it's surely not a harder thing to melt a woman's scorn. So don't you bid me farewell here, no farewell I receive. Me, my last, then you kiss and take your leave. I'll wait here till the morcock calls and the martin takes the wing. For the snows, they soonest when the winds begin to sing.
Dick Gochen and The Snows They Melt the Soonest, and that's for the album that he made for Topic Records in the late 1980s called Handful of Earth. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with some energetic duelling on the Japanese shamisen here from two brothers who made quite a name for themselves playing the traditional Tsugaru shamisen music of northern Japan, which is very fast and percussive.
Hey! kayakake ninin voivilin jutut parmasulalo ninin voivilin jutut parmasulalo parma peste shugover gachit peste shetela parma peste shugover gachit peste shetela parma pastimpiani gas komi vaitiroloni parma pastimpiani gas komi vaitiroloni kayakake nem chus nani korshani dudina pietantoi nem chus nani korshani
That's Chet Nunetta, who sing music from everywhere and nowhere in particular, often writing their own material, but making it sound like it comes from some deep and ancient tradition. It's very entertaining stuff on an album of theirs called Pangea. I'll play another track from that a little bit later on. Now, in a moment, the soulful voice of Ajoy Chakrabarty singing a bhajan, which is a type of Hindu devotional song. But just before that, this from the Norwegian trumpeter Nils Petter Molvær. And this is from his latest release, Baboon Moon, a track called Coded.
Thank you. जप में नाम तप में नाम जप में नाम तप में नाम व्रत उपव जप में नाम तप में नाम व्रत उपवास में नाम क्रिया कर्म मंदिर में ना मस्जिद में ना काशी कैलास में मैं तो तेरे पल ही की तलाश में कहे कभी कहे कबीर कहे कबीर सुनो भाई साधो कहे कबीर सुनो विश्वास में विश्वास में यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्र मरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैर्वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यः शान्तं न विदुः सुरासुरगण देवाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ अखण्डमण्डलाकारं व्याप्तं येन चराचरं तत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः ॐ गुरुर्मध्ये स्थिता माता मातृमध्ये स्थितो गुरु गुरुर्माता नमोऽस्तु ते मातृगुरुर्नमाम्यहम् ॐ गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुदेव महेश्वर गुरु साक्षात् परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः तस्मै श्रीगुरवे
Ajoy Chakrabarti recorded live at London's Union Chapel, singing a Hindu devotional song known as a bhajan, and it's written by Kabir, who's one of India's saints. And at the end there, you heard him intoning Sanskrit verses, which signify the unity of all religions in India. Such exquisite attention to detail in that, all that ornamentation and also incredible breath control. Ajoy Chakrabarti joined by Chiranjib Chakrabarti on the harmonium. It's Wednesday night and you're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Quality playing from Sam Sweeney, fiddler for Bellowhead, but playing as a duo there with Hannah James on the accordion. And that's a set of tunes on the album they released on Monday called State and Ancient Tree. Another new album to get excited about in the world of English traditional music is one called Ground of Its Own from the very creative Sam Lee. Here's his version of The Tan Yard Side.
I thought he was an angel bride, come tripping down so low, saying, kind sir, I'm a country boy, and modest to me he plied, and I daily labor for my bread down by the tan yard side. He's the neatest little country boy that ever my eyes did spy, and he'd have made a girl a bonny bride down by the tan yard side. So red and rosy was his cheeks, and amber was his and his two pretty eyes like diamonds shine as my hands pass through his hand. It is 12 long months since first we met, so early spring, when the small birds they do whistle loud, the nightingales do sing, the nightingales. And if ever I return again, I'll take that boy inside, and I'll roll him in my very own arms down by side, I will roll him in my very own arms down by the Tanya
That's the work of Max de Wardener, a talented composer and instrument inventor, really, which is how he gets all those lovely textures into his pieces. You may remember that he brought his set of cloud bowls into the studio to help us celebrate Lake Junction's 10th anniversary a couple of years ago. And the good news is he's coming back into the studio next week for another session, so do tune in on Thursday night next week for that. And then that session will, of course, become the next Late Junction podcast. Before Max de Wardenau, you heard Sam Lee, and I'll play you another track from his album Ground of Its Own tomorrow night. You're listening to Late Junction with me, Verity Sharp, just going back to the group Chet Nunetta. Here is another song from their album of imagined folk songs, this one mixing up Mandarin and French for a song called Ni Yuan Bu Yuan.
Oh,
Cadastral Survey by Ryan Teague on a new offering from him called Field Drawings. And you'll find Chet Nunetta on the Champ du Monde label. Their album is called Pangea. Now, the Lamentations of Jeremiah the Prophet offered composers a wealth of material to match the solemnity of Holy Week. And seeing as it is now officially Maundy Thursday, I thought we'd hear part of the setting by Palestrina. It's sung by the Oxford Camerata.
Thank you.
Well, that's the work of Leyland Kirby, who works under the moniker The Caretaker, and a track called No One Knows What Shadowy Memories Haunt Them Till This Day. And before that was Lesson 1 for Maundy Thursday from The Lamentations of Jeremiah, as set by Palestrina. And that was the Oxford Camerata, conducted by Jeremy Summerley. You'll find details of that and, of course, everything else you've heard tonight on the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 3, and follow the links from there. Christine Rayner playing the music of Ludovico Einaudi and a piece called Two Rivers. And the piano's been at the forefront of Julie Murphy's songwriting recently. She inherited a piano. It was destined for the tip, but she not only rescued it and gave it a home, but also wrote some new music for it too. So I'll leave you with this. It's called Essex Song, and see you for Lake Junction at 11:15 tomorrow. Till then, good night. Thank you.
Sometimes I think I will go to him and tell to him my mind. But if I should go to my love, my
I'm John Shea. Welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. And the first 80 minutes of today's programme are filled by Telemann's Passiontide oratorio Der Tod Jesu. Telemann's last decade from 1755 onwards saw a creative Indian summer, and this work from that time is a poetic, highly emotional response to the death of Jesus. Indeed, much of the time, Telemann's setting is almost operatic. The Prussian princess Anna Amalia, no less, had originally commissioned the poet Carl Wilhelm Ramler's text. She only completed two movements that survive, but other composers were eager to set it. Telemann's version begins with an orchestral prelude of lament, followed by the Passion Chorale that we know from Bach's St. Matthew Passion.